Thousands of anti-government protesters defied a court order to leave Thai Prime Minister Samak Sundaravi's official compound today as the group's leaders vowed to stay until his administration fell. Samak ordered thousands of riot police to break up the demonstration at Government House by yesterday, but police failed to exercise arrest warrants overnight for 9 leaders of the People's Alliance for Democracy organizing the protest. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
The arrest warrant requests for the leaders of the anti-government campaign came a day after thousands of protesters from the People's Alliance for Democracy briefly seized government ministries and a state television station on Tuesday and occupied the compound of Prime Minister Samak Sundaravej. The protesters accused the Prime Minister and his coalition of being an illegitimate proxy for ousted Premier Thaksin Shinawatra and are demanding his resignation. But Mr. Sundaravej says he will not step down.
They want a bloodshed in the country. They want the military to come out to set the coup again. So I will not resign. We have no reason.
Nearly 2,000 Thai police faced off against thousands of demonstrators on Wednesday at the Prime Minister's office compound. Leaders of the opposition party were unfazed by the heavy police presence and by clashes overnight between security forces and protesters at the government house and said the protest movement would continue even if they are arrested. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.